So yesterday on the show, remember, I brought Trixie in. So Trix is on school holidays, loves coming into work to hang out with you guys. And you may recall, so when I was coming to work, I said, oh, Trix, mummy's got to stop for petrol. I have to stop for petrol because I'd had the little sign come up the afternoon before. She didn't want to stop for petrol. I just went, okay, well, we'll just get straight to work. And then after work, I knew I had to go and get petrol. But we had to do a detour to Kmart because to get Trixie a vaccination, I had to bribe her with a vaccination gift.
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's what you do. That's fair enough. Fair enough.
So she just wanted to go to Kmart to get her vaccination gift.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, sweetie, it's just to get to Kmart. I won't go past a servo. Okay, I'll run the gamut. We'll go to Kmart.
Good. I love this.
And then. But
why?
But then. Before we get home, I have to stop at a servo. So we stopped at Kmart, then we left and I'm going, Trix, I know the servo I'm heading for.
Yeah.
Reckon I'll get it. Anyway, because not in my whole life, I've never run out of petrol.
No.
So I'm driving along and I stopped at the lights and I'm like, yep, I reckon the servo station's another couple of kilometres, I'll get there.
You got 100 Ks once it goes empty.
That's what I thought, Fev.
Did you conk out?
Conked out.
Oh,
first
no.
First time ever. I mean, and I've driven, like, when I worked in regional radio, I was driving a Mazda Fun 21 Funtop from here to Traralgon. I was running some serious risks back then.
You're okay? Do you need a loan?
I'll never forget, because I'm not mechanically minded, as you can imagine. I remember I'd be doing these long, people who know Traralgon, I was trying to get from Traralgon to Warragul, and that's a stretch. And I'd be driving at night and I'd go turn my radio off and my headlights just to save petrol.
Aircon off as well.
Yeah, but apparently that has no effect.
Yeah,
is that right?
Nothing to do,
nothing
yeah.
to do with it.
It's the electrics. Aircon does, I think.
Aircon, that's what you said.
Yeah, but, no,
yeah,
but my radio
does. Radio.
The radio
And even my lights. I was dimming my lights because I went.
Oh,
just,
that's safe. Yeah.
Turn the car
Cruise
off.
Cruise along like the Batmobile.
With that history, I've still never run out of petrol. I've run out of petrol in the. I'm at the lights, guys, and I'm in the middle lane. There is no, now the traffic is having to get around me. I've put my hazards on. I've got Trixie in the back too. She doesn't want to be part of this.
It's on her.
I'm like, Trix, I can't believe this. We run out of petrol. I don't know what to do because I've never had that happen.
What did you get her for the I ran out of petrol gift?
Well, then I had I had sheer panic happening because I'm like literally, is that an RACV call? Is that a, and then you hear a lot of nasty accidents happen when people are like in the middle lane.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know what to do. Do I wave? Do I call out? Does somebody
should have done a dance or something?
Well,
people pulled over.
Then,
it's not time for TikToks, Fev.
This was 60 seconds of sheer panic, like sheer panic. I didn't honestly know what to do. And I'm pumping. I'm like, is there a bit more left in the tank? Nothing. It would not move. It was out. And then I turn the car off. I look to my left. And if we had a hallelujah sound effect,
hallelujah.
It would be right now. I just look next to me. Leon. Is a servo station.
Oh.
I had conked out. Next to a servo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on. I mean, Trix.
You're on a main road.
Right.
That's good.
And then what I did was I turned the car back on and it bunny hopped.
Oh, wow.
And I bunny hopped across the lane.
That's impressive.
And I got to
That
do
is
this.
Cool.
Now, I'm telling you, I got the car right to the Bowser. I got out of the car. I danced. I was dancing.
You did the dance.
I did the dance.
That's
I'm dancing.
Amazing.
I'm like yelling. I'm screaming. I looked in at the woman inside and went, I'm mad.
He's that crazy lady again.
I know. I was looking at Trix. I said, Trix, this next to the day you and Daisy were born, this is the best day of my life. Oh. And Trixie's nearly in tears. Mummy, this is the worst day. Because she was terrified. Yeah. That is an awful thing to happen in the middle of traffic.
I reckon your tank didn't just come up yesterday. Like you would.
It
you
came up the day before.
Well, you would even, I reckon you've driven along. Because it's 100K, man. I think you
I
have.
I don't think it has.
I think you have. I reckon that's
what,
on.
What, Leon?
You called me on the way to work yesterday. You got in the car and said, oh, I need to get petrol.
That's what I mean. It had only come up the night before. I'm telling you, I'm not that. I'm not like you, Fev. I wasn't like. Sailing that close to the wind.
You were, though.
Well,
you
it was pretty
down
close.
No petrol.
You called out.
I know, but guys, next to a petrol station.
Yeah, that's
I don't reckon. And then it's interesting because Leon has said to me, he said, I just don't know how people run out of petrol in 2022. Like, that's such an old school thing to do.
Mate, I ran the gauntlet this morning.
How'd you go?
Here. Mate, I left the peninsula and I had 88 Ks left.
Ooh.
And on the I drove past, it was 86, and I drove past the, you know, where it says Melbourne, francs and a how many k's. I had 88, and I'm like,
oh,
mate, I'll make it. I'll make it. But then when it gets to 50, it goes to zero, goes off. So I was on the freeway all the way. It made it easy, man.
How do you do
it? Filled it up just down here, the little Donut King thing down here. Yeah. Perfect, man. It's a rush.
Have you ever run out?
I've run out before, but then I just got like a hose and siphoned it. You know, you suck it up. Siphoned it. Yeah, I sucked it up. And, mate, that doesn't taste good.
131060, we would love to hear any of your conk out stories.